Hey everyone, welcome to Horizon episode 12. Welcome to a podcast empowering women to heal, overcome trauma, and embrace change through our community. We strive to inspire women to create a future where they lead with love, confidence, and courage, helping break boundaries and reach new horizons. On today's episode, we are going to be going over learning how to co-parent with a difficult person. And the reason why I chose this topic today is because I myself am learning how to co-parent. And I thought this would be a good topic that a lot of people could relate to and hopefully get something out of it that will help you along the ways of parenting or co-parenting, right? So today, let's just say that, you know, it's been a roller coaster of emotions and learning this new chapter of parenting outside of being in the same household, right? So some of the struggles that I've had is, you know, learning how to communicate and keep it strictly about the children and not putting so much of my emotions onto the conversations that should be strictly about our children, and learning to navigate certain triggers and emotions that I probably haven't encountered for some time now. So I don't want what I remember experiencing when I was younger, when I saw my mom go through it with my dad or my stepdad, right? I want to be able to learn how to communicate, even if we don't see eye to eye. So that's where we're at right now. But in this episode, I feel like it's touchy because we have to be able to, as adults, not put our emotions into our communication with one another. Because sometimes what I've seen is that, or what I know, is children are used as leverage, right, to hurt one another. Or, you know, a parent can be keeping the other parent from seeing the children. Or, you know, if you don't give me money, you're not going to see your kids, or so-and-so, things like that. And let me just say, children are not, they're not things to wave around. They're human. They have emotions and they are very aware of what is going on between both parents. As much as you try to keep it from them, they know and they see. So I think the first thing is, why don't we try to give them a good example of, even if we're not living in the same home, we can still communicate and talk to each other respectfully and civilly and make it about them. The biggest challenges that I've had that I've learned so far is that, you know, I am not in control of the other person and I can't control how they react to things and how they take what I have to say sometimes. Of course, it depends on, you know, my tone of voice or my tone of text that I could probably, you know, say a little different. But I've learned that I just have to show up and be the best parent I can be without having expectations of the other parent. Because at the end of the day, I can't control them or how they parent or anything like that. And I feel like a lot of people, what I'm learning myself is that I want to be in control, especially when it comes down to my children, because I know what's best, right? But at the end of the day, that is their parent as well. And I can't control that, right? And I feel like a lot of us as parents, we try to do that. We try to control the other person, or we know what's best for a child. So we keep, no, I can't, because you're not going to do this right, or you're not going to feed them what I feed them, or conflict, you know, things that we can always argue about. And I feel like, especially if the person is difficult to communicate with, they're going to make things harder, and it's not going to be easy. And as parents, we have to learn how to do it, because at the end of the day, that is their mom or dad, and we can't keep them from that unless there's reasons to, right? But or there's also cases where, like, people keep the child away from the other parent just because they have their emotions where they've been hurt by that person. So they use a child, like I said, as leverage to hurt the other person, where you can't see your child because you did this to me. Or if you're with A, B, and C, you can't see your baby. At the end of the day, what the other parent, your co-parents, you're not together anymore, have to do with you and them being a parent, right? So at the end of the day, what I mean to say is that person is still a parent, and who they date outside of your relationship has nothing to do with you, or what they do has nothing to do with you. And I feel like a lot of that, from my experience, that gets blurred in between the co-parenting relationship, especially because in my situation, I'm learning how to co-parent with someone that I haven't spoken to in a long time. And there's a lot of emotions that I haven't felt in a long time. So I'm learning how to separate my emotions with how to co-parent. And it hasn't been easy, but, you know, we can do it. And I just feel like the communication needs to be there, and boundaries need to be there. If you're dealing with someone that's difficult to speak to, the communication is going to be hard already, right? But then if you don't have any boundaries, that is going to be easily conflict. It's going to be conflict because that person's going to continue to treat you or talk to you how they thought they could, well, how they did back in the relationship, right? So I think it's learning who you're dealing with, which is the other person, right? Having boundaries, learning how to communicate or maybe not communicate. Sometimes the best thing to do is keep it strictly about the children. There's no other communication if it's not about where do we pick up the child, or where do I take the child, or when are you bringing the things over for the child, strictly about the child. And that will probably make things easier when you're dealing with someone difficult, because there's not that much exchange of words, especially if there's a lot of high emotions that were previously in the relationship before you guys broke up, and there's hurt or pain lingering around, heartache. It could be very easy to mix the two and, like I said, be crazy with one another, and it just leads to an unhealthy relationship. So the way that I'm seeing things is I now have a second opportunity to have a relationship with this person. It's not the relationship that we used to have, but it's a relationship that now we have as co-parents. And basically what I say is, why can't we just be civil, respectful co-parents where we just worry about what's best for our children? You know, we didn't work out. It doesn't mean that we can't co-parent. And I know that's easier said than done, of course, because it ain't rainbows and sprinkles over here, okay? But it's learning how to not allow the emotions of the person to get in between your parenting, right? And it can get crazy. Maybe drop-offs can be crazy. Maybe even, you know, asking for something can be crazy. I've heard it, seen it all, right? And it's crazy what some people really do, or how they use their children to hurt the other person. And at the end of the day, just take into account, you're not hurting the other person. You're hurting your child because that baby doesn't deserve to be in between two grown adults' issues. That baby just wants to be loved, nurtured, and taken care of. They didn't ask to come into this world. We brought them into this world. So it's our job and responsibility to make sure that they grow up with love, care, and values and morals where we teach them that. And we don't, and if you think about it, we're already adults. We've been through our trauma. We've been through things in our life that have molded us into the people that we are or that we're growing up to be, right? Do we really want to bring that to our children? I've spoken about this before. You know, my children have seen things that they shouldn't have, and I allowed things that I shouldn't have. So I have worked through that part of healing, and I want to make sure that my children don't grow up around any more trauma. And I am learning to put my emotions aside and whatever I have to try to co-parent with their father. And I know it's easier said than done, especially when you're speaking to someone that doesn't maybe want to meet you in the same place that you're meeting them. But at the end of the day, just remember that you don't have to be best friends, but you do have to learn how to communicate. And like I said, make sure you create boundaries. You don't have to talk a lot, honestly. You don't have to express yourself. You don't have to tell them how you feel or how they make you feel. And at any moment, if you feel like they are getting disrespectful, it's as simple, I don't have to talk to you anymore. I will not listen to this. If it's not about our child, I don't want to talk about it. And I know sometimes it's easier said than done, but let's be honest, you sitting here arguing with that person about how they triggered your emotions isn't going to get you anywhere, because you're just going to spiral, and it's going to create more problems, honestly, because that person, that's what they want to do. They want to trigger you. They're being difficult because they're not trying to make your life easier. So you're allowing that, right? Because you're allowing them to have control of your emotions. You don't have to talk to them if you don't have to about the children. And it has to be strictly about that. So like I said, create boundaries. Know who you're dealing with. And what I mean by that is, like, is it hard to talk to them? Is it someone that you can rely on? Like, you really have to know who you're co-parenting with, so you know how to walk around that, right? Or accordingly to that. And even if you're not co-parents, let's say you're still married and you're living in the same house when you're parenting, it's not easy to see eye to eye sometimes, especially when it comes down to parenting. For the most part, I feel like a lot of people do, you know, marriages do, or relationships do come together when it comes down to parenting, and one person maybe takes the lead or they work as a team. I'm not sure how it is in each individual household, but it's a little easier, obviously, than having a co-parent. But at the same time, sometimes that your partner may not see things the way that you see things, or may not understand why you want to do certain things. And that creates conflict. I mean, I remember having some of those issues, right? It could be so simple as, like, he wants to give him soda, I want to give them water. And that could be a true, I don't allow soda in my household, but that could be an issue. So I think it's just talks about meeting in the middle, right? And okay, well, maybe we can have soda in the weekends. Things like, it's literally communicating with one another. And I believe that, you know, as adults, we do have to communicate, why do I want this done this way? or why this is best for the child. There has to be a reason why. You just can't say because I said so. The because I said so gets old, and there's no reason or logic behind that. And that person can probably fight back, well, there's, I don't believe that it's that way, right? Well, this is the reason why. So now you're communicating why you feel this is best for the child, or why it's best to take them to this school instead of this school, you know. And I feel like as parents, one of us is actually more in tune with the other. One of them is maybe more at home than the other. One of them has a better relationship communicating with the child, so they know more. It just, honestly, there's a lot of factors that go into play in this. But communication definitely has to be number one. Respecting each other's boundaries definitely has to be number two. And then just if your parents that are still together in the same household is learning how you want your child to grow up and what you want to instill in them, what you want to teach them. And obviously that kind of goes with the way we were brought up, our traditions, what we saw growing up and things of that sort. And for co-parenting is a lot more difficult because there is different reasons why people are co-parents. And some could be that they just grew apart, or some can be that, you know, there was conflict and the person can make it a lot harder for the other person to be a parent. But one thing that I have to say is don't use your child as leverage to hurt one another. Children are innocent and they shouldn't be used for anyone's leverage back and forth. I mean, but let's talk about, you know, the drop off. I'm sure can be chaotic. Emotions are very heightened, depending on, you know, how long you guys been separated, why you separated. Children can actually, you know, children tend to prefer one parent over the other parent, so that can create a conflict as well. But to be honest, I feel like, you know, you have to have if you build a relationship with your child, whatever the other person does or says to that child is not going to hinder their relationship much, because your children will talk to you about it. And they'll maybe question or, you know, ask you. And all you have to do is just reassure them that, you know. And one thing that I don't do is I don't bash the father of my children to my children, because I believe that that is going to cause resentment towards me, because at the end of the day, children don't know what we've been through with that person, so they're gonna love their other parent just as much as they love you, if they are good parents. I mean, if they're absent parents and they don't see their child, obviously there's lack of attention there, so, you know, that's different though. But I feel like, you know, as adults we shouldn't bash one another, because the children understand that. And like I've said before, children are very smart and they see and observe absolutely everything. And they're looking at both households, both parents, and they are making their own decisions on where they feel comfortable, where they feel loved, where they feel safe, and things of that sort. So I feel like the focus, instead of shifting it on the difficult parent, shift that focus on your child and build that relationship with your child, because nothing can break that once it's the foundation of that relationship is so strong that nothing the other person can say, whether it's bashing, whether it's lies, whether it's manipulation, nothing that that person can say to that child will ever hinder your relationship, because they know and they see it with you that it's not true. So I don't believe in bashing the other parent. I feel like that just, like I said, it builds resentment. So don't do that. The children will see each of you for who you are, and they will decide, honestly. Learning how to protect your peace from the co-parent, right? Minimize conversation and stand firm on your boundaries. Don't allow yourself to fall in the trap of communicating and allowing that person to trigger you, and then those emotions flare up, and then now you guys are back to where you guys were when you were probably together and going at each other's throat. So learning to communicate only when needed, standing firm on your boundaries, giving a minimal reaction to what they're trying to tell you or to their actions. Because at the end of the day, sometimes they do want to trigger you to get you to act out and say, see, you're the crazy one. See, you're not fit, da, 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 et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, I mean, just learning to stand firm on your boundaries and you can't cross this, and teaching your children that they also should have boundaries, because just because you're, a parent doesn't mean that you can tell your child or do with your child as you please. That does not mean that. So just learning to, like I said, have boundaries, communicate, and sometimes have minimal communication if you don't need to. Nowadays there is parenting apps where you can download and talk to each other just about the child, and it keeps things recorded, and you don't have to have that anxiety of, oh my God, I have to call him for this or her, or I have to talk to them and this and that. It can just be strictly about, and it keeps them in place to where they have to, be respectful or try to, because you don't want it to get out of hand. And I know it's hard to co-parent with someone that's probably done a lot to you personally, but you have to learn to separate your emotions from parenting. Because at the end of the day, they are still that child's parents, and if they want to be involved, and they are trying to be good parents, the emotional part of what you guys had in the relationship should not matter, to be honest. But there is cases where there's a lot of conflict and it's hard, and maybe, there is no communicating, it's just crazy. In that case, there is other resources that you can use. The court system is not the greatest, to be honest with you, so I would definitely think about it. But if you feel like there needs to be that mediator, right, or middleman, there's, the court, basically what it does is puts a plan into play, and they have to respect that. It's not ideal, but it puts each person on a, I guess, kind of restriction where you have to abide, or things will be taken away, or visitations, or whatever it may be. Even sometimes child support is put into play. So there is options if you don't want to communicate with the other person, because it's just too high of a conflict. But you definitely have to look at what those options come with. And I mean, at the end of the day, if the person doesn't want to be involved, don't beg somebody either. Because my whole thing is like, I rather have, I mean, not me, but personally in my head, I rather have someone that's not there where I'm able to raise my children as I please, as opposed to inconsistency, because that's only hurting the child. An inconsistent parent is actually hindering the child more, than they are helping. So, you know, a parent popping up here and there and saying, hi, I'm here for the weekend, or and then not coming back 2 months later, or just the inconsistency is honestly what is going to cause trauma, because that child will forever remember. I remember when my dad showed up once every 6 months, or my mom picked me up, or she said she was going to pick me up and never showed up. So an inconsistent parent is just is actually worse than a parent that's not there, I feel, because a parent that's not there is not putting their opinions or subjecting you or the child to, you know, craziness. So sometimes having a parent not be there is better than an inconsistent popping in and out parent that doesn't stay true to their word, because a child will remember that far more worse than the dad not being there. You know, and for parents that are in the same household, I would say, you know, if you're having difficulty communicating with your partner in regards to parenting, definitely analyze your relationship and ask yourself if this is, I mean, you already have a child together, right? Or children, but ask yourself if this is how you would want to raise your children together for, you know, I don't know how long, but because sometimes, you know, people change after having children and the relationship dynamic changes for sure, especially when you're getting into parenting. You know, I believe that there's stages in relationships. We have the honeymoon stage. We have, you know, where everything's fun and young and it feels good. And, you know, there's stages. And when you become a parent, that's another stage, and it brings out different parts of people, because now you have added responsibilities that you didn't have before, and that can change the other person, or it can take away from the other person. So, you know, that can create issues, and sometimes people don't understand that. Yes, children are gifts, but at the same time, some people aren't ready for that, and they're not ready with the responsibility and everything that it comes with. Parenthood is not easy. Like I said, you're raising a human to grow up to be good people. And that's not easy. And it doesn't come with instructions. It's just something that we learn. And, you know, it comes as we go. And, you know, it's some of us have it great and some of us develop it throughout time. But I would say, you know, if you feel like you're having difficult parenting with your partner, maybe sometimes, you know, if it's things that you can just talk about and communicate through, just talk about it, you know, and express how maybe them not listening or meeting you where you want to be met is making you feel. And this is why you feel it's the right way to raise a child, or this is what I've learned. And, you know, communicate. Like I said, if you feel like you can't communicate with that person, especially in regards to parenting, or your emotions, if you think about it, if they're not listening to your emotions, are they going to be able to listen to the child's emotions? Because sometimes people see the child as children and they don't really take what they have to say or how they feel in consideration. So it's just honestly about analyzing your relationship and seeing how things can be fixed, you know? And a lot of things can be fixed if we just learn to communicate and respect each other. And learning to agree to disagree. You don't have to be on the same page. And you don't have to see eye to eye, honestly, but as long as you both are aware and you learn, like I said, to agree to disagree, I mean, you can continue to move forward. I think that, you know, you can work through it all. But anyways, guys, thank you for tuning in. I hope that you got something out of this episode. But let me know how you're dealing with co-parenting. Let me know how you're dealing with parenting. I'm always open to hearing what you guys have to say. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for the follows. Thank you for the likes, the shares. And we'll see you in episode 13.